Most people think of tradition when they think of Criswell, but actually his ministry was incredibly innovative. It only became known as traditional after everybody copied him. We often hear today about celebrity pastors whose stars flame bright for a few years and then fizzle out. It's easy to make an impressive start. But Criswell's ministry lasted a half century in one church. It was no flash in the pan. It withstood the test of time. To me, that is genuine success. Loving and leading consistently and ending well. Ministry is a marathon. It's not how you start out that matters, but how you end. So how do you make it to the end? The Bible says love never fails. If you minister out of love, you can never be considered a failure. As I listened to this great man of God preach, God spoke personally to me and made it very clear that he was calling me to be a pastor. Then and there, I promised God I'd give my entire life to pastoring a single church, if that was his will for me. After the service, my buddy and I stood in line to shake hands with Dr. Criswell. When my turn finally arrived, something unexpected happened. Criswell looked at me with kind, loving eyes, and he said quite emphatically, "Young man, I feel led to lay hands on you and pray for you." Without a delay, he placed his hands on my head and prayed these words that I'll never forget. "Father, I ask that you give this young preacher a double portion of your spirit. May the church he pastors grow to twice the size of the Dallas church. Bless him greatly, O Lord." As I walked away with tears in my eyes, I said to my friend Danny, "Did he pray what I think he prayed?" "He sure did," said Danny, also with wet eyes. I could not possibly imagine that God could ever use me like Dr. Criswell had prayed, but that holy experience confirmed in my heart that God had called me to be the pastor of a local church. Every theology has a context.